On to the Rajasthan Royals, the team that won, of course, back in 2008. They've been a little bit up and down since then. No Shane Warne anymore. Chetan, where do you see their strengths?
I think the main strength is in the leadership. I think Rahul Dravid is an excellent captain. He's a thinking captain. He's also, you know, this year he's also substituting as their coach. So he's completely taken over the mantle that he's completely taken over the mantle from Shane Warne. I think that's a huge plus for Rajasthan Royals when they have an experienced batsman, a player who's the legend of the game. He's a thinking captain, most of all, and there have been, you can see from their game last season that Rajasthan have been thinking about different aspects of their side. They know, you know, which players to choose at the top of the order. They know which players to choose for finishing. Brad Hodge and Ovais Shah doing the finishing job for them in the middle order. They know which spinners, which Indian youngsters to pick. They know they have a good mix of overseas players and Shane Watson and Kevin Cooper. So, as also Fidel Edwards they brought in this year. So, a balanced side, a side which is not really, high in star power, like somebody say Chennai Super Kings or Mumbai Indians for that matter. They compare, somewhere between RCB and a KKR, somewhere there. Star power is less, but, the crucial mix that we said was missing in Kings 11, I think the crucial mix is present here. That mix is present here, and the star power doesn't matter. You need cricketers to win your matches, and Rajasthan have cricketers who can win the matches.
Now, what about weaknesses? Just looking at those capped Indian players, Ajinkya Rahane, Rahul Dravid and Srisant, just the three there. Is that a possible weakness there? It means they are going to have to play quite a number of young players, but then again, that's always been Rajasthan's way. So what about the weaknesses for you?
I think Rajasthan pride themselves on playing as many youngsters as possible, and the fact of the matter is that the youngsters don't disappoint. I mean, these are youngsters who are, who have become players to watch out for. I mean, you have Ankit Chauhan, you have Srivats Goswami, or you have Harmeet Singh, Ashok Maneria. These are players who've been with them for a while now, and they haven't disappointed in that sense. So, it's no surprise that once again Rajasthan will be banking on their youngsters. But I think if they have a definitive weakness, I mean, you look at their bowling attack. You comprise both the overseas and the young players. I think their bowling is good. You have Sean Tate, you have Srisant, you have Fidel Edwards. The spins. You have young spinners bowling in with that. You have Kevin Cooper and you have Shane Watson. You have Samuel Brotheridge. So these are players who will handle their bowling resources well. I think the one aspect they'll be missing is in their batting. I think they need maybe a couple more, players who are experienced a little more in the Indian format, or perhaps a little more experienced, just in terms of playing, because youngsters, the batting ability of the youngsters might just become a bit of a question mark there. Somebody like Rahul Dravid or Ajinkya Rahane at the top of the order, they'll do well. Obviously, you have Brad Hodge and you have Ovais Shah, they'll take care of the middle order. But again, the question mark of four overseas players, that becomes a bit of a problem. So if you select both Hodge and Ovais Shah in the 11, then you just left with two. Because you bring in Shane Watson, you bring in Brad Hogg. So it becomes a bit of a toss-up there. So if you have good batting power in terms of Indian cricketers, not just young Indian cricketers, proper senior senior batsmen, then becomes easier to select the team. So I think that is where Rajasthan are lacking. But then again, this has been their trick for all past five seasons. If they won the IPL once with this particular trick, so if Shane Watson fires again for them, there's no reason why he'll make up the numbers for the missing players.